All right, well, we'll get started.
Okay.
Welcome back. We have with us candidate number three. We have Grant Johnson here with us tonight. So, Grant, take this opportunity to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. I'm Grant Johnson. I'm from Springfield, Illinois. My family and I have been in the Clydesdale industry, gosh, since I was a kid. We had some family friends that had Clydesdales. My older brother and their older daughter were good friends. My brother helped them out at fairs and parades and whatnot. And then my parents got involved, going to the shows more, but it was just checking on Mitch, making sure he was staying out of trouble. But then we got involved helping the family out, got into a partnership with these individuals for about 3 or 4 years. And then 1990, my parents decided to go on their own and bought their very first horse. We bought our very first horse. She was actually the Raffle Filly. That year, 1990, the person that won it auctioned it off. We had some friends, Rick and Sandy Sutton, up in Morton, Illinois, said, "Hey, that's a really nice filly, THV, Lady Blossom, I believe was her name." They said, "Hey, that's a really nice filly. I think you should go for it." We went for it. We actually bought the horse before we even had property and a barn or a fence or anything. Luckily, my brothers and I worked at an American Saddlebred stable. The lady said, "Hey, bring that." We called her up. She said, "I would love to have your Clydesdale. Come on up." It was about 9 months or a year. We kept her at the facility. Finally got her barn. We took the horse out there. She said, "You can't horse can't be alone. Lady can't be alone." So we took a Hackney pony out with us until we got our second horse. But from there, we've just been really active. My dad got on the Clydesdale board. He was a board member for 21 years. My mother and I, my brothers, all have served on some kind of committee for the Clyde Association. Bought my very first Clydesdale when I was 16. Did some amazing things with the World Show, presenting the colors. And then finally, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, I decided to pursue my dream and I decided to go work for Budweiser Clydesdales. So I
Okay.
worked with them for 4 years, did all the grunt work, the bottom, worked your way up, and was able to drive a hitch. Did that for about, like I said, 4 years. And then just recently, I just decided to come back home. So now I'm back home, back with our horses, and just decided, did a lot. Just decided I thought I would get involved with the board. I think it was just a good time for me. Always thought I would run for the board, but with my career and with traveling to Budweiser, it was never a good time. And then coming home and just getting into a job I know, a job I love, and it just I thought it was just the right time to run for the board. So that's kind of the little background about me and my family with the Clydesdales and Association.
Well, you kind of walked right into my second question. It's kind of why are you seeking a position on the board?
It's always something I thought I would do at some point with run for the board. It just never knew when it was the right time. It just kind of really happened, probably within the last 4 or 5 months. I got involved with the World Clydesdale Association. Of course, the Belgian Congress had their show here in October at Springfield Illinois State Fairgrounds. Some Clydesdale board members came up, and I just kind of introduced myself to Joe and just started talking. I said, "Hey, I'm here in Springfield. I want to help. This is my hometown. I'm a boots on the ground. If there's any kind of assistance or whatever I can do, please let me help. I want to help. I think there are some resources here that my family and I have that we can, make the show successful." One thing I know with the Belgian show, it just wasn't out there for the public. I mean, it's an amazing show to see 600 draft horses in the hitch wagons up on the main road, hitching for the show, and 21 heats, 4 heats of Belgian horses, and like there's no media out there. I know media is different now; social media is no more. Newspaper, TV, just not a big thing, but this is an opportunity for the town to get behind and come see. And I really want our community to come out. So they threw me on the World Show Committee, and then the writing and the versatile committee, because my background with that. And I just kind of got involved, and I just thought, hey, I'm learning, I'm working with board members, working with other committee members, getting to know the association a little bit more. I said, hey, why not throw my hat out and get more involved with the association that I've been a part of all my life, and something I love and care and have deep passion about.
Sounds good. Well, what unique talents and skills do you bring to the board to enhance the effectiveness of the board?
Besides, you know, the passion, the heritage, the knowledge, the experience, I think some things is, you know, my previous work experience. I worked at a university for 10 years, serving on numerous university committees with homecoming, welcome week, which was the first week I started school. We had a big competition week, homecoming week, if I said that, and commencement. So there's a lot of personalities that serve on those committees, not only from students, faculty, and administration. So I mean, there's 10 to 15 individuals. You know, everyone thinks their idea is the best, or you know, so forth. So it's a lot of understanding and working well together. I think everyone has a opinion and should have a right to say something. No one should ever knock down someone's thought or idea or suggestion. I think it should be an open conversation. I think understanding everybody and trying to figure out the best points that everyone might have. You might have to take a little bit of everyone's point of view and to make a the better idea, or the one that's going to be most beneficial, not only for the group but for the association where we're looking at. One thing, so I think like serving on those type of committees have been kind of been beneficial. I know there's the Clyde Board's a group of nine, so I mean there has to be some equal opportunity between everybody. I'm never going to look at, hopefully, I'm always going to look at the betterment association. What's going to be best for the Clydesdale operations? What's going to be best for the Clydesdale breed in general? Hopefully, not looking at one private individual or a small group of people. Hopefully, you know, it's more for the betterment of the association and not for a small or a individual. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. That's what I want to do. I always kind of come with the perspective, if I'm lucky enough to get on the board, I think my first year, I'm really going to just observe and see how the board works, get to know the personalities of the board. Yeah, I have a pretty good understanding of people and working with them. And just from being part of the member association, I think it's going to be a more observation, you know, just trying to figure out what's going to be best. And then, you know, maybe my second and third year, you know, maybe trying to maybe push some more of my ideas. But really, my first year is more observation and learning how the board works and how everyone works well together.
Well, what committees would you like to chair and why?
One thing is, you know, being in Springfield and the Clydesdale, I mean, I would love to, you know, definitely serve on that committee. My parents right now, my mom especially, is still on. My dad as well is on the sale committee. My parents are kind of the barn managers, assigning the stalling. That is a kind of a tedious task to try to make everybody happy, trying to get everybody fit into one barn, and try to give tax dollars and so forth. You know, so I think me being here in Springfield, that would be a good committee to be on. You know, I at my current job, what I do, I'm kind of getting to be more overseeing the financing of our planning and development department. Our budget's small compared for state-wise for a state agency, but we do kind of keep track officially for our department just to make sure we're not, you know, exceeding our means, and better understanding of, you know, when with construction projects, when we have to pull back because we're short on money or money's tight, and try to control that with construction and project management. I think the finance committee might be something interesting to me. Heritage is something important to me as well, just because of the background and how much the Clydesdales and the association means to me. I think those probably three are probably maybe my stronger connection. But you know, I'm always open. If there's assistance, it's always not fun to be that quiet person. No one ever says yes to something and just kind of sits there for a while, and no one jumps in and is like, "Well, if I need to, I will take the initiative." I may not know, but if there's a previous committee member or a previous member or association that's been on the board and has experience, I'd be more than take it on and, you know, work with them to kind of learn the committee and what needs to be done.
Sounds good. Well, I know you said, kind of taking year one and doing some observation, but if you could tackle one issue, in your first year, what would it be?
I think one thing that's really kind of come really forward to me in the last couple of years is something that needs to be done with our stud quality. It seemed like the studs, stallions, and our association are not as strong as we were. To continuing the breeding line, the heritage, I think we need more stallions available to not only to the top breeders, but to us, some of us low key, small operation breeders. I know breeders can set their own breeding fee, and we're not going to set a limit, but making op the opportunity for them, maybe getting some more benefits. I know we're doing this world show, doing a stallion class. Maybe we can do something special with the world at the annual sale to try to keep people studs a little bit longer, testing the studs before they cut them to make geldings. And geldings are always going to be popular because hitch horses and they're easy to take care of. But I think that's something that we need to bring our stallion quality up, because if the stallions dwindle, I mean, that's going to lose our heritage. The breeding is going to be less. So I think that's kind of an area I would like to focus. Education outreach is always an interest. I think there's always more opportunities. It's time and commitment. Just my experience of being the world show, it takes a lot of work. Same with the sale. That's an annual thing, and it takes a lot of volunteers and people to do stuff. I don't think there just has to be youth education outreach. I think there should be education outreaches for every type of individual, someone new to the association, some of us people have been in the association for 30 plus years. Education's always good. And to turn that down because, hey, I think I know everything, there's always something new, something always to learn. If it's learning how to use the stallion reports and doing something online, if there's some kind of outreach that we can do that to help people, members, to learn how to import their stallion records and the breeding records or whatever we can do, would be nice. So there, I think there's always education outreaches that it could always be a part. And I guess the third point, it's just something I kind of learned serving on the riding and the pleasure committee for the World Show is the versatility horses and the people in that area. I think it's something that we might have to look at, maybe just doing something a little special for them. Maybe for people that, especially dressage. Dressage is a beast of its own. There's a lot of things that we do not know with the dressage. I know there was some issues with the dressage classes that we're providing for the World Show. We just have ran out of time. There's just so many classes that are a part of the World Show that we can't accommodate. And I know there's different levels and expertise and riders and horses and qualifications and levels. And it just no one in the Clydesdale Association is familiar with that. So maybe we, not do our own show, but maybe back up with another show and maybe just do something special for the Clydesdales, but also with other draft horses or heavy horses, and maybe we can do something in joint. So I think there's something there with the versatility of the horses, Clydesdales, that we can possibly do to assist that area of.
Can you explain to our listeners, like, what does versatility mean? Like, I think that word is used, but I'm not sure that everyone quite understands that.
To me, the versatility aspect of the Clydesdale Association is showing just what the Clydesdale can do besides being a hitch horse or a halter horse. There are individuals out there that spend a lot of their time and money and knowledge in dressage. That's kind of a formal riding that they do in the Olympics, and it's kind of more popular in the lighter horses, but they're an expertise that you can teach any horse. So it just doesn't have to be a light horse or saddlebred horse or a quarter horse, but there's individual draft horses that go to other dressage shows with their draft horse and show it off and compete with other riders and other individuals. So I think that part, you're also looking at your kind of your Western individuals that do the pole bending, barrel racing. I think another aspect that it's coming up at our Illinois Horse Fair is now getting more popular with shooting.
Oh,
I don't
mounted shooting.
yeah so there I think there I don't know if that's an area that we get into, but there could be someone a rider or individual that likes that shooting with guns and rifles. I mean, I've seen it with light horses before. It's interesting. But you know, it's just another way to showcase your horse. If you don't have that great show horse, or if you don't have the resources to have a hitch wagon or a cart and the harness, I mean, that very easily build up really fast. And if
There's just a
someone
lot of things you can do with one horse, is kind of
exactly.
what you're saying. So like it's the riding, and I think even with dressage, there's Western dressage, there's English dressage, like there's a lot more. You didn't mention skijoring. Like we could have Winter Olympics. Have you never
Oh,
seen that, Grant?
no, what
Where you
if
like
what?
ski behind the horse?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's
Yeah.
very popular. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's coming across all my TikTok videos.
Well, now it really will, now that we've talked about it.
Exactly. So, I mean, that would be fun. Of course, we would never win the time event with the Clydesdale.
No, no.
But, you know, just to do it and just to see it, yeah, I think it's exciting. Clydesdales or draft horses in general are just more than just hitch horses. They are very versatile. They can do a lot just because they're bigger and have a lot more weight. They can do anything that a light horse can do.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So, last question.
Okay.
Why should the membership vote for you?
Oh. You know, I would appreciate anyone's vote. I think it's because my involvement, like my family and I have been truly involved since we started and became members of the association. My parents became members before they even had a Clydesdale. The Clydesdale has just meant so much to my family, from owning them, showing them, working them professionally. It's just something that's part of my livelihood. It's in my blood as Mrs. Bunn, the lady I used to work with. You know, when I she bought told my parent when when I was 16 looking to buy my horse. I was 16. I was going to save my money either buy a car stereo system or buy a horse. Well, I decided to buy a horse. My mom told my Mrs. Bunn, I said, "Oh no, he has horse in his blood. He'll be never, will never ever able to get that out of him." And that's truly how it's been. Horses is my passion. It's my joy. People ask me, "What do you do on the weekends? What do you do?" I'm at my barn. You
Yeah.
know, it's doing work at the property. It's grooming a horse. It's hitching a horse or riding a horse. I mean, we don't go to a lot of shows. We go to a state fair, maybe a county fair. But I really enjoy just working with them and grooming them. I remember there was one time when I was Budweiser, there was a film crew doing a commercial or something, and some production assistant lady looked at me. He's like, "You're smiling." I said, "Oh, I am." It's like, "Yeah, there's like you're whatever horse you're on. Fourth or fifth horse, you've been smiling the entire time." I said, "Well, I love them." I said, "It just grooming a horse with a comb, curry comb and a brush." I said, "That's yeah, this is my job, but being with these big guys just was really enjoyable." I always joked around, you know. I said, "I had this, you know, some of the best coworkers I can ask for," and that was mostly for the horses, but you know. It's just enjoy, and I just like that's why I'm running for the board, because I want to see the association grow, be successful. I want members to be happy. I know we're not always going to be agree on everything as a board or association, but you know, I'm looking what's going to hopefully be best, not only for its member, but for the long longevity of the Clydesdale draft horse. And that's why hopefully, you know, if members, association members believe what I do, I mean, I would, you know, appreciate and like their support. And I'm truly going to be here for the long haul.
Well, thank you, Grant. I really appreciate you jumping on with us and walking through those questions just to give the membership a little bit better idea. And just want to this is our last interview, so I do want to put a plug out there to our membership to remember that, you know, it is your right to vote, and we do want you to take those opportunities to vote. So remember, there are paper ballots, there is electronic voting, and if you're going to be at the Clydesdale, which we hope everybody is there, we also have an opportunity to do voting right there at the sale. So, thank you, everyone, and hopefully, we'll see you at the sale.